From the mean streets of Essex, England, broadcasting around the world, this is Whatcast.
Hello, this is Whatcast. I'm Matt. Today on Whatcast, myself and Lee today, as this show goes out, we are recording a Patreon exclusive on the royal family conspiracies. I've just literally seen the news like 2 seconds ago, the day I'm recording this, that Kate has been diagnosed with cancer. So that was one of the things we're probably going to cover. So that's like changed a little bit, but we've got another about 40 historical royal family conspiracy theories to cover. Coming up on that show on Patreon, that'll be going out in April sometime. But we're recording it today, so I thought I'd take the opportunity. I had this recorded from a few months ago, a couple of months ago maybe, from one of my TikTok lives. So it's another flat Earth debate. Just to get context, because I know that whenever I put these shows out, you always get, like, in the comments, there's the flat earthers pop up. And you get accused of all sorts, such as, never ever speaking to ones that can offer a good argument, even though the room is open to everybody. But the main one bloke was really stuck on last time was how long the intro was to get into the actual recording that he wanted to listen to. So I've got to just tell you this for context. This little bit here, right? So as we go into the recording, just so everyone knows where we are, myself and a guy called Josh, who goes by the name Dr. Hasselblad on TikTok, are talking to the room, basically. So no one would, no flat earthers wanted to come up onto the mic at that point. But there was a lot of people talking about how the moon, that they think that the moon is its own light source and stuff. So we were kind of halfway through talking about that when we like the moon being self-lit, when we first get into the conversation. Then a guy called Ched, I'm just talking through so you can all get the context. There was a guy called Ched in the comments that is apparently a listener to this show. So if you're listening, hello Ched. And he was saying he was 60-40 flat and all this kind of stuff. And there's a bit of back and forth there. We're reading out everything he's saying, but obviously you can't hear him. Then a guy called Baron Rutledge, for context, Baron Rutledge comes on the show just after that, and he is an actual land surveyor. So Baron does lots of lives on TikTok, and is for a living he is a surveyor, gets paid a lot of money to survey the land, and he's constantly observing the curvature of the earth because of his measurements prove it curves exactly to the point it doesn't. And because flat earthers won't have this, because NASA says it, whatever reasons they come out with why they don't believe that the earth does curve, Baron does constant live, so you can't say that he's faking it or CGI or anything. He does live demonstrations of him doing his job with all of his proper equipment, theodolites, etc., measuring the curvature and doing all the maths to work out what it should be. Then he'd go and he'll assume the earth is flat, and he'll go and try and measure it, seeing what he'll get, and then it still drops away. And he does it all the time, and he actually comes onto the live and offers for everyone in there that's arguing to go watch his live to meet him. Like, he says, I'm doing this on this particular date, blah blah blah, meet me at this point and I'll show you what I'm doing, and you can prove me wrong on to my face on the spot live, or come and watch the lives, etc. So Baron comes on, and then a couple of others pop up, some guy called Sal, with just a bit of banter with the audience. Another guy called Zamboni comes on. Now, none of these people are my friends, so I just invite whoever requests, I just invite them up. Like, they could be flat earth or anything. Like, I don't cherry pick who comes up. If anyone requests and there's space on the chats, so I'll have them up and I'll talk to them. It doesn't bother me. But this goes on for probably about 15 minutes, something like this. We're just kind of a couple of us talking to the room being abusive as usual and all this, etc. But no one wants to come up. Then Riz comes up. Now, if you're a long-term listener to this show, Riz and I have gone at it before. I put a show out, a few months ago, myself and Riz having a bit of an argument because he was being a bit of a dick. But I don't actually mind. He is hated by all of these people, this Riz. but I don't actually mind him. I'm not led by crowds. I think he's a bit of a troll. He's probably he can't stifle his laughter. I don't know if he's a true flat earther or not. He definitely says he is. People do believe him, don't believe him. I just think he entertains me. Sometimes as much as I hate to admit it, but on this show,
there's no bias.
So I just call it as I see it. I find him entertaining. At least he provides arguments. At least he has the courage to speak to people. And he jumps on and it gets a bit spicy for about 20, 25 minutes. He's very, they just hate him in there. And I ask him a few questions or whatever, but he's respectful to me, so I'm respectful to him. But the main argument they're having is about satellites and satellite data and stuff. Quite an interesting conversation about, you know, flat earthers don't think satellites exist and all this sort of stuff. So, you know, Riz gets into it with a few of them on there over that. And some of them get some personal jibes in because they don't like him very much. And etc. So without further ado, I've only took up 6 minutes. I had to explain that and lay that out to all you whiners out there that just means the anti-debate is only for an hour show and all this crap you come out with, right? I just wanted to say...
No, mate.
Got it.
Play a couple of my sounds. And let's enjoy the debate then. This is like a one-off. This isn't a normal show. If it's the first time you're listening, there's other Flat Earth debates. Just scroll back a bit and you'll be able to listen to them as well as myself and David Weiss from way back in the day, a couple of years ago, myself and a guy called Adam West about a year or so ago, and a few of these TikTok debates as well that we do on here sometimes. So I will catch you after this thing. Just wanted to get everything in context there. What else did I want to say? Oh, yeah. I, speaking of Flat Earth, I've been having a lot of fun on TikTok myself this actual week. I've made about 3 or 4 videos doing experiments to say what, you know, what I've seen flat, the kind of experiments that Flat Earthers do. It's a bit mocking. But a lot of flat earthers have found it funny. A lot of other people have found it funny. A lot of people have been really offended by it, which is always good. And a lot of people think it's actually serious, even though I'm saying things like Isaac Einstein is a real person and stuff like that, innit? Anyway.
Bouncy balls, mate.
Go check that if you're on my TikTok, Whatcast Podcast. Also, to note, the Daily What, was it Adrian Torres, has said that he cannot find it on Spotify, even though he's looked for it. I don't know if he's joking or not, because I always say they can never find it, these people can never find it, but I don't know if he's joking or not. But if you really can't, I will link it underneath this episode, so you'll be able to jump straight to the Daily What. If you're listening on a podcast now, you can jump straight to the Daily What on Spotify and subscribe or follow there for all the Daily What shows that I do. Right, let's get on with the debate then. I'll catch you afterwards.
You are a clown, stuttering moron.
It's reflecting light. The larger something is, the more light it's going to reflect. And if you're significantly far enough away from it, your eye will receive more of the light it's reflecting. Yeah. So it's going to look brighter to you. And if it's surrounded by darkness, it's going to seem really bright, as you were saying.
Yeah. Leah, the moon isn't a reflection of the earth. That's just another flat earth meme that is a lie. Am I right when I think, is it the thing I'm thinking of when they've got the moon and they say this is the land, and then they've got other land that they've made up that makes up the rest of the objects on the moon, the rest of the dark areas? Is that what they do?
No, the ones I've seen claim that will show how it reflects. Well, they attempt to show how it reflects the known lands that we have. But it absolutely doesn't. It ends up looking like a 2-year-old tried to draw a map when you do it with the moon.
Can I ask, welcome Baron, by the way, I've seen some of your stuff on there. You're the surveyor, right? By the way, Ched, yeah. Some of these other guys in here, like you're so critical of things that, like the moon, and the moon wouldn't glow and all this sort of stuff. Why are you not as critical of flat earth evidence as you are of the things you don't believe in?
Hey, so real quick, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm going to lose signal here in a minute.
Yep, no worries.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
So I'm heading up to make a peak-to-peak observation, and I'll lose signal as I get to the mountains. Mm-hmm. But when I get up there, I'm going to go live. Yep. I've made a prediction on where a peak should appear based on the distance and just using right-angle trigonometry. And so I've made a prediction of a mountain peak that is 1,500 feet difference in elevation from me to the observation. So basically the mountain I'm going to look at is 1,500 feet higher in elevation than the point I'm going to make the observation from, which means the peak should be 18 minutes higher on the total station. So when I get there, I'll go live. So whoever wants to check it out, it's more than welcome to check it out.
How long do you think until you're there?
Roughly an hour.
About an hour. So all of the flat, I'm going to make my own prediction. Every flat earther in this room to go and watch Baron. Watch, he's a surveyor, right? That apparently surveyors agree with you guys, but let's check this out. Go and check out his live. When he proves the globe, you'll all be okay with that. Yeah, that's the evidence you'll be looking for, right? Is that am I good with that? Are we good? So they won't accept this.
Yeah, so I mean,
there you go. Nope, exactly.
Well, it's a triangle,
pre-dismiss.
Right?
She's pre. Kaz is pre-dismissing the evidence before you've even presented it. That right there. Sorry, Kaz, but that's what you're doing.
So here, let me ask you this then. Let me ask Kaz this. Do triangles, because it's a flat Earth, right? The overall shape of the Earth is flat. Do triangles work on flat Earth, or do they work on a curved Earth? Because the argument that I hear from flat Earthers are that, you know, Euclidean geometry and 2D plane trigonometry only works on a flat Earth. Well, I'm about to use flat Earth math. So basically what I'm saying is when I establish eye level from eye level, the base of the triangle is the distance in miles and feet. So it's going to be 51 miles. So turn that into feet, it comes out to, I don't know, 280,000, something like that. You're going to take that. You're going to put it over, or no, yes, it's going to be the opposite over the adjacent. So the adjacent side of the triangle would be your distance or the base of the triangle. The opposite side of the triangle would be your difference in elevation, which is about 1,500 feet. So you would divide your 1,500 feet by your distance in feet, so 51 miles in feet, and then you would hit the arc tangent of that, and that would give you an angle in degrees. It's roughly 0.303 degrees or something like that, but we want to get into minutes because, well, the total station is going to give us decimals or fractions of a degree, so we would just multiply that by 60 to get what it would be in minutes. So it's about 18 minutes. So I should have a measurement, right? So basically what I should look at is I should be looking at a mountain at eye level, so 90 degrees perpendicular to Earth's surface, zero that out, and to the top of that mountain should be 18 minutes from that 90. So that mountain shouldn't be below is what I'm saying. Right, Kaz? I mean, that's how this works. It's flat Earth math we're talking about here.
I can guarantee nobody understood any of that. Yeah, exactly.
I'll walk you guys through it when I get there, but thanks for having me up. I'm probably going to lose signal any minute now.
No problem. Thanks for coming on.
See you, Baron.
All right, bud.
So everyone's going to go and watch that evidence, right?
No. This Ched is what was chirping in the comments there.
Ched, what do I know you as? Do I know you as somebody else? If you listen to the podcast, like, do you follow me on anywhere else? I don't know your name. Anyway, yeah, but I've watched a lot of Baron stuff. I'll be a liar if I say I fully understand anything he's fucking doing. But nobody falsifies it in the comment sections or anything like that. They just go, nah, whatever. You're paid shill. And that's their argument against it. I'm more convinced by him. Do you know what he's talking about? What's your name? Josh, innit?
Yeah. Baron or Ched?
Baron.
Yeah, I am not going to claim that I could do what he's doing, but I've watched him do it enough that I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
If the earth is round, why are my new sneakers flat on the bottom?
Yeah, I know. It's as convincing answer as I've, a question of I've ever heard from a flat earther there.
So Ched, you were mentioning the Chicago skyline. Why don't you see the bottoms of those buildings in that picture?
Why do they always have the same evidence? Well, over and over.
Because there's only a handful of evidence that they think proves it.
Ched, have you ever looked into the Chicago skyline? Like the what you should see or what the predictions are?
A better question might be what they see on that particular day they're sighting. Why don't they see that much 2 weeks before or two weeks later? Why that particular day? That should be an everyday view.
No, not Ched. It's not forget the bottom, mate. This is the problem, right? Don't forget the bottom. The whole thing should be visible if there's no curvature. So you don't just forget the bottom, right? Yes, it does change. And I predict you're shortly going to bring up the black swan as well.
Some of those photographers on those photos they're citing, they will literally say in interviews, I've been coming to this spot every day for the last, you know, 3 months. And finally, on this day, I was able to see this and took the photo.
Mm-hmm. Ched, I'm really struggling to follow your logic here. Like, if you can't see something that you should be able to see if it's flat, that means it's not flat. Bar none. Oh, I can only see the bottom half of the buildings. No, something's blocking it. I'll accept maybe the earth is bigger. Maybe. It's not. But we can argue that. Mm. You're using this evidence that shows that the earth is curved to say that the earth is flat. And that's what we have an issue with.
I love the argument that going up in altitude allows them to see further, not over the curve, just allows them to see further.
Yeah,
I love that argument.
You're looking through more atmosphere when you go higher up to look at a certain thing that's on the floor. So it doesn't even make sense. It's just, it's, oh, baby.
I was watching a video earlier on. It was a guy. That someone had presented as evidence of a guy was walking across a football field and he was claiming to be like 50 meters away or something. And he was completely disappeared below the horizon. And that's flat. So therefore that proves that on a flat earth, a person can go below the horizon. I'm thinking, what, at 50 meters or whatever it was? What the fuck should the curvature be on a flat earth then if they're disappearing that quickly? You should never see anything in the distance. It doesn't make any sense. It obviously wasn't a flat field. But they'll just accept that.
Yeah, when they raise their altitude and they say we can see further because we go higher up, you're actually having to look further when you go higher up. So it makes absolutely no logical sense.
Zero curve at 50 miles up. What? You don't see a horizon at 50 miles up?
Is my internet just fucked today? I guess so.
Never think in terms of miles. 50 times, what the hell is it? 5,280? Is that about 264,000 feet?
Orange juice.
No, that's not right.
Tired of talking to Mighty and JT about at-will employment? Is that why you're here, Sal?
God. Well, you know, not just myself, but many of us couldn't get a word in edgewise, no matter how much we had to say. You know, they were just monopolizing the live. So, but anyway, I love when these guys conflate left-right curvature with the effects of curvature front to back. They think it's all one thing.
Ched, can I ask, like, because everything you're saying there is literally word for word David Weiss. So did you find me because I spoke to David Weiss? Is that's how you found the podcast? So you're a David Weiss fan, right? I would assume. And I'm assuming you watched his debate with Professor Dave, if you followed him. Because on my live, when I went live with David Weiss, he told me that if any Glober ever dared challenge him, they'd be destroyed immediately. Do you think that's what happened with Professor Dave? Do you hold an honest answer, Ched? That's
amazing.
Ched, what city in China specifically did Godzilla topple?
China?
In China. I just watched the new movie. It's pretty good.
Whenever people say China, I have to do this.
China?
I've got to play that.
Yeah. I've seen Godzilla level a city in China. Does that prove Godzilla? I'm trying to think of a movie
So, Ched...
It was Japan.
Ched, you're right. The Earth does slow down and speed up. Do you know approximately in miles per hour how much we slow down and speed up every day? Like 6 months out of the year, we're slowing down. 6 months out of the year, we're speeding up. Do you know what that is in miles per hour? Like over a 24-hour period? It's 12 miles per hour. In 24 hours. If you sat in your car and accelerated to 12 miles per hour and made it take 24 hours, is that going to be a thrilling ride? I don't know what that is in kilometers per hour, but...
Yeah, but you... Ched, you said you would definitely feel it, is what you said. So do you still think you would feel it, knowing that information now?
If the answer is yes, he must be related to Ron.
So that's a half mile an hour every hour.
You can't see. Ched, I need to ask why you are so willing to just accept that you would feel that. But you're not. Did you say you're not actually a flat earther, but you're leaning that way? Like, you must be totally a flat earther.
Fence sitters, in my experience, are the ones that most vehemently will fight.
Who is Mr. Found? Who is Mr. Found Intelligence? Does anyone know who that is?
Yes.
He's a Glober.
I can't have any more Globers on. Flat Earth is coming on next. Sorry, Mr. Found Intelligence. So if someone drops out, you can come up.
Yeah, I have to drop out here in about 5 minutes and go pick up the kid.
If Josh is leaving, I may have to, too. I can't be here without him.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
If somebody isn't riding Sal's coattails, he's not happy.
I've researched both sides, and I'm 60-40 flat earth.
Josh, stop saying everything I'm going to say in 5 minutes.
You can see the future with that freaking P1000 camera that he's got.
Oh, I love Aminol said in a live a little while ago, he was using an example, and he said, if I had my P9000 camera, and I said, he's lying, there's no such camera, everything he's saying is a lie.
They love their P1000s, don't they? That's their evidence.
Well, he called it a P9000 instead of a P900.
They're probably really enjoying that, too. Just like, oh, man, look at all these things that you can't see with the naked eye. But you can see when it zoomed in on it. Crazy.
Who was in there earlier on when that guy was saying that he's definitely got the proof? He's definitely got that video of the ship being zoomed back in. It was half obstructed, but he's definitely got the video and he's going to send it to everyone. I'm still waiting for him to send it to me. He said he would follow me and send it to me because I've never seen such a video.
You would have to narrow that down. Yeah, they basically all say that. Yeah.
They don't understand that water line is an obstruction. I make the analogy that if your friend walks around the corner of a building and you say stop, and all you see is their trailing leg behind them, if you zoom in with any optics you want, are you going to zoom back more of your friend that's around that corner? It's the same freaking thing.
Hold on a second. I have to read this out. Ched says, Matt, that's me, I can show you a vid of zooming the sun back in over the horizon. Partially. No, you can't. Never.
You will never zoom back. The sun, as soon as the sun goes below, dips below that horizon, no zooming is bringing that muff back in.
Not from that same height.
Yeah, you can go up.
It's on YouTube. What's it called? I'm going to Google this right now. What is the video called?
He's going to link you a video of someone zooming in while it's still setting. And then, like, look, it got bigger when I zoomed in.
The sun glare can do weird things as it's setting and interacting. Glare,
exactly.
No, that's why I only like that if they had a solar filter and are looking at the actual sun.
He just admitted it. No, it hasn't completely gone over the horizon. Okay, then. We're done. You're just zooming in on something that's still visible.
So, Chad, if you could see the very top of the sun, just above the horizon, could you zoom the entire sun back in with a FLIRF 900? If not, why not?
And I think I know exactly what he's talking about, and he's leaving out what's going on in the atmosphere at the time that they do that.
It's a bit. To be fair to Chad, he probably doesn't know. He's just listened whatever they've said on the video.
Yep.
Right, it's talking points.
Oh, Jay's here.
Chad also.
Hey, Jay.
What's his name? Chad also thinks that Michael Collins, or was it Michael Collins? Michael Collins didn't see stars while he was in space, because that's what the voiceover said.
I don't know if I've seen that clip. They always point to they didn't look happy. So that's evidence they didn't go.
Usually they didn't look happy. They were lying. They say that none of the astronauts saw stars during their entire time in space, because that's what the voiceover said.
Yeah.
It's not the actual question that the... I believe it was an astronomer that asked like a two-part question, and they always cut out the beginning, and they cut out Buzz Aldrin talking about moon dust for 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's never in context. I fell for all of that once upon a time. I didn't think we landed on the moon. They've said. It wasn't until Flat Earth came along that I started to actually critically think about other things.
If you want to have some fun, you should invite up Mr. Zero Spin.
Who's that?
I would not want to be...
That's Jay. That's one of his alt accounts. Bandle Flick and Sal know who Jay is.
I mean, if Jay is here, who's worshiping Caleb right now?
Good point.
Caleb must be feeling awfully cold and chilly right now.
I can't. He's not on the list. Screen painter.
I didn't believe like any. I was just like, oh man, his X or Twitter can't be that bad. And man, just literally has like tiny mustache man propaganda plastered all over his Twitter page.
I haven't gone to look. I got more important things to do, like wiping my butt after the bathroom.
This is who, Caleb, or this other guy you're talking about?
Yeah, ACIG, whatever.
Jay is a Caleb devotee.
Caleb is a Witsit devotee.
Yep.
And an Austrian painter devotee.
KKKC.
You should actually watch
the video. Riz is coming up.
Which video, Jay? Oh, man, it's the poopster.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
What's going on?
I just had a question for Dr. Hasselblad, please.
Go for it.
I got like 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Yes, please. So I've been researching into the Epic Discover satellite by Japan, and I do like the quality of images I'm receiving from it.
Well, Discover's by NASA. Himawari's by Japan.
Oh, sorry. Himawari. I do apologize. Yep. I was just testing your knowledge. Can you tell me which satellite covers the UK like the Himawari satellite does?
Well, Epic Discover isn't in a stationary orbit, so it should pass over all of the Earth. Yeah. Offhand, I don't know if there's one that is in a stationary orbit over over the UK.
Okay, or Europe, so that's the reason why the UK only gets two frames of satellite data for weather. and that's taken place at 12 and 1 p.m. And they claim that the 12, you know, midday image is a morning image and the 1 p.m. image is a afternoon image. And the rest of the data for the weather is from radar for the, you know, so for every other hour or minute. You told me that I could get every 10 minutes live satellite images of the Earth. If I cannot get every 10 minutes live satellite data for the UK, then your statement is wrong, Josh.
Let me go.
No, I said we can get photos. We as in humanity.
Yeah, well, saying, just if I could butt in, saying for the Earth versus specifically the UK is two different statements.
Okay, so you know the Earth encompasses every continent on the Earth, yeah? So when Josh refers to the Himawari satellite providing live images every 10 minutes, it's only covering Australia and Japan and the, you know, Indo-Asian area over there. It's not covering America, it's not covering Argentina, and it's not covering UK, it's not covering Africa.
What I'm trying to find out is
where's the other satellite that covers the other half of the Earth every 10 minutes?
I don't know, but if somebody said for the Earth to me, I wouldn't assume every square inch of the Earth.
Okay, well, Sal, unfortunately, that's not a good enough excuse. When someone claims that we have live satellite data every 10 minutes of the whole Earth,
well, that's it. You're putting the word hole in there. Did he say hole? That's what I'm saying.
You keep saying hole.
That's my point.
Okay, so Josh, in future, when you say we get live satellite data, you say we get live satellite data every 10 minutes for a quarter of the Earth. Yep.
No, it's for 50% of the Earth.
No, it's not for 50% of the Earth.
Sure it is.
No, it isn't.
50% of the surface.
Okay, so we're missing, let's just clarify here. We've got Australia, Japan, you know, Indonesia and China, that kind of area. But we're missing South Africa. We're missing.
Not 50% of the population.
Argentina. And, Riz, and the North Pole.
Riz, can
I'm looking at a picture.
Riz, can I ask you a question quickly? If there was a satellite providing the whole Earth every 10 minutes, would you accept it?
What it would allow me to do is look at the data and work out if it is artificially generated or whether it's real or whether it's real imagery that I'm seeing.
Well, why couldn't you do that with what you see?
Because you're only getting a quarter of the Earth. You need to be able to follow that around the entire Earth and compare it in real time to other sources of information, and that's how you verify information is correct, by comparing it. So for instance, if you get satellite data for the UK and it shows the Earth is cloudy in the morning and you're looking up at the sky and you see it's crystal clear, you have verified that satellite's giving you wrong imagery or wrong data. And that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to verify the image that these satellites provide and work out whether they are real time or whether they just animations.
So if someone gave you every 10 minutes of the UK where you are and you verified that it was exactly what you're seeing, would you accept it?
Yeah, like I said, the Himawari satellite provides excellent resolution images. I'm just trying to work out whether these are...
Cheers, mate.
Basically, NASA has a lot of CGI in its repository, meaning they have different layers. You know, the actual Earth, they have what's called the blue marble base layer, meaning when you look at the Earth on most satellite maps, they basically just use an animation of the blue marble and they layer that with satellite data on top of it. And so basically you could take pictures of different parts of the Earth, like for instance, UK, and then you just add that layer of the UK to that base map. So it's not an actual real image of the Earth. They've just added the photo of the UK to like a globe that they've animated underneath it. So
Hey Riz.
Yeah.
So just download Zoom Earth and you can match every cloud within 10 minutes of each other from what your visual standpoint is to the images that you see. Zoom Earth.
So Zoom Earth, I already have it and I've analyzed it. And Zoom Earth is one of the... Well, I can't blame Zoom Earth because they're just using the same information that NASA...
Because it's funny that I got smoke in my area from fires and contrails I've seen, and also fog. When I was actually standing in the fog and locally, like when I drive 10 minutes or 20 minutes away, there is no fog. And it matches perfectly, especially the clouds and the storm system. So you have the images, and I know what you're going to do. You're going to be the troll that you are, and you're going to deny it because it blows your whole narrative flat earth away. Because this is what you do.
I'm going to prove how stupid you are by what you've just said. Zamboni, do satellites work at nighttime?
Well, obviously not. But they do have it. They have imagery of like probably like a what do they call it? Infrared type version.
So why are we missing permanently on Zoom Earth the entire northern hemisphere, which is in darkness most of the time?
Unfortunately, no, that's not true. Because the thing is that you can still see cloud cover. And why would they? Why would they put a North Pole on there? Why? So you're disregarding everything.
I don't know what you're on about.
No,
I know what I'm
no, I do. Because the thing is that you're cherry picking like you always do about what is actually there. And then you're finding things that aren't there that has no relevance to any population.
It's called critical thinking.
Yeah, that you don't which you don't have. Because I can match.
You don't have critical
thinking. I had severe storms that rolled into my area in certain ways that I could visually see from my field of view and matched them up literally 20 minutes later, even though there's 10 minute increments of images, it matched perfectly. So I don't want to hear it because we're sick of your BS and you're lying.
Okay, so I don't even know who the fuck you are, Zamboni. You've never come onto any live because you're not even...
I've watched you for a year.
I just want to point out that Riz is a certified shitster.
Exactly right. He is. That's all he is, and I've watched him for a year, and that's all he does. He's a pathetic individual.
You're player haters, and I'm a demonstrator. That's the difference.
You demonstrate of lies.
I'm demonstrating evidence and factual information.
That's Riz, I'm glad that you think of yourself so highly, but unfortunately...
Yes, I do. I'm a professor, and I'm a king, and you are...
You are a narcissistic... Textbook narcissistic individual is what you are, actually.
Yeah, what are these Meteo stats? What are these UMSATs? Like, what are all these other, like, satellite imagery that I'm seeing right now that show Europe and Northern Africa?
So, I just want to tell you that basically what you're witnessing right now is a classic globe version of what you call flat earthers. Basically, you've got dumb globers here who, instead of picking apart the actual factual data, they're picking...
You haven't picked apart any factual data.
So they're basically gaslighting.
Let's
picking on the factual data that I'm
providing. Hey, I resemble that remark.
Assassination. Yeah. So you can apply the same logic you do to flat earthers to these globies right here.
So let's flip the script there, Riz. So how many times did you move that goalpost when I said you can download Zoom and see every cloud cover and every imaging of contrails, fire from the smoke from the fires that are in your local area and match perfectly to what you see? And then you said, oh, what about the North Pole? No. Why don't you just move that goalpost? Because this is what you flirts do. You move goalposts.
Do you hear the response, or do you want to say, I don't want to hear it again?
Go ahead. I don't care because I know what you're going to say. You guys are predictable. You're parrots.
No. I'm not predictable. I have more knowledge than you. So
you have as much knowledge as what can fit in a thimble.
But you're just denying the satellite data that I'm looking at right now of Europe and Northern Africa.
Oh God, it's like talking to children who have no knowledge. You two are too dumb. That's what I'm saying. I've just confirmed. Exactly. I said it to Josh at the beginning of this live when I first came on. I said that the Zoom Earth uses two satellite images per day of the UK or even the whole of the world. Yep. Meaning
at 10 minute increments.
Listen to me. Allow me to finish, you idiots, before you start rebutting. Yep. So midday, they provide a AM shot, and 1 PM, they provide a PM shot, meaning virtually within the same hour, they cover two different images for the whole day. The rest of those images, meaning every 10 minutes, every hour, are radar images from the Earth, not from satellites. Yep. So any satellite, any data you see for weather patterns is provided by radar. This is something you stupid idiots don't know.
Oh, so cloud cover is...
So you was confusing radar...
Cloud cover, do you know what, the difference?
Riz, what's the Severi satellites? Spinning, enhanced, visible, and infrared imager. What is that? Is that not a satellite?
It may well be a satellite.
Okay, well, it's a satellite that's over Europe and Northern Africa and shows the UK, and it takes a photo of Earth every 15 minutes. So you need to get your head and remove it from your own butthole.
Okay.
Okay.
Now tell me, what data does it provide? You've said infrared.
Congratulations, Rich. Debunked again.
Infrared data, which
would infrared satellite imagery, water vapor composite satellite imagery, infrared rapid development thunderstorm satellite product, clouds type satellite product, pressure peak satellite products, most RGB natural color satellite imagery.
None of those are providing images of the Earth.
They're
providing
data. For the audience, let's just note that the
satellite imagery is not a photo, is what you just said, or is not an image.
So everybody that's watching, let's just note that Riz got destroyed once again because he has no idea what he's talking about. He's gaslighting, moving the goalposts, and he can never get further than what he can through his own toilet bowl.
You stupid globies can...
I got whiplash from that pivot.
I'm sitting on my... Mario image for yourself. That shows
the only king that you go to is Burger King, buddy, so... Go eat your whoppers.
Bowser and Princess Peach before addressing the king, right?
Go eat your whoppers and go sit on your throne.
Oh, I love that pivot. Like you, I love it.
I don't eat whoppers, yeah. I eat caviar, yeah.
Even
rich people don't like caviar. Freaking clown.
I can't hate Riz. Riz is good value. He's entertaining. I can't hate him.
Riz is endless entertainment. It's just funny watching him squirm.
I am not squirming. I will never squirm.
You're squirming.
If I had someone...
I can hear you laughing about it right now. You know you are.
No, I'm not squirming.
Yeah, we can hear him laughing.
I can hear you giggling, brother. It's okay.
Because I know Josh could provide me facts. Whereas you two are still learning Zamboni and Bumblefish. And
yeah, good luck with that, buddy. Okay.
But yeah,
I'm definitely not still learning.
I appreciate the time and Whatcast. Yeah,
no
at
the problem. End of
the day, so, but,
another lose for you, Riz. Congratulations.
I agree.
Extremely common, Riz L.
Information. I agree with stopping false information. But I also agree with educating stupid globers who don't know the difference between radar and a satellite.
We should stop misinformation. Things like the flat Earth being
in your billion acres of land too, right, Riz? Yeah.
And his 45 college doctorates, and he's a MiG pilot.
Of land I've got. Yes, I've got two equestrian.
He's a millionaire, but he can't afford to get
He can't.
40 acres of farming land.
Hey, Riz, you make so much money. You have so much money. Why don't you go and win them rockets so you can be proven wrong again? Yeah. So why don't you just do that? Or are you all just trying to do it just to get a free ride? Because, that's what people feel sorry for you.
I could just take my super yacht to Point Nemo where they dump all the rockets, and then I could dig one up with
your super yacht.
All of them.
Is that the one that you? Is that the one that you play with in your bathtub? Or I'm sorry, you can't fit in a bathtub. Never mind.
That was a good one, Zamboni. I've got to give you that was a good one. That was quite funny. Yeah. See, I like it when you're quite funny. But yeah, let a real flat, another flat Earth on here or Glober. But destroyed.
Yeah, it's easy artillery. Put another flat Earther on there.
No. If you've got a dying question you want to know about flat Earth, I will answer one question only.
Okay. I have one. Why don't you guys have a working flat Earth model?
There's the one.
Okay. The reason being, the entire world is run
10,000 years.
I'm giving you the answer. The entire world is run by an elite group of aliens. Yep. And they have taken human subjects who have succumbed to monetary gain, meaning they've taken money as a way of like being subservient to these aliens.
So aren't you rich? They, if you're rich, that means you're an alien, aren't you, Riz?
No, I'm not an alien. I'm a human. I'm a real human.
Are you one of the elite, right, Riz?
Oh, yeah. He's pure-blooded.
Yeah, you're rich, Riz. Right? So that means you're an alien because they take money, right?
No, I'm rich in knowledge, poor in money. That's
what that's not what you've said before.
Wait, you said poor in money, so how did you get that billion acres of land?
Well, it's called global affiliation. When you make
look, more lies coming from Renzi.
No. When you make networks with high net worth individuals, they say Riz is a really nice guy. You can have this. You don't.
They're giving you land so they can. You can be stay away Riz, from everybody else.
There's a land for free.
Riz, you're not a Mason, are you? You can't be a Mason, surely.
The super yacht was a birthday present.
I'm not a Mason. I could never bow down to a pillar and swear to have a sword in my chest and, you know, do everything that they do.
Riz, I thought you were Muslim.
Yes, I am.
You don't bow down to pillars? You don't bow down to pray?
I put my head on the ground to pray to the Lord of the worlds, yes.
Don't you have to, like, point that thing in a specific direction?
Yes, to the southeasterly direction from the UK.
What's southeasterly?
Going off the topic of flat earth, this is going on to a religious debate, Bumbleflick.
And no, he's asking you where south is.
Yeah.
Bumbleflick, are you a flat earther or are you a glober? Because you've just
I'm 100% a flat earther.
Yeah, you're going against the king of flat earthers here, me.
You're not the king of flat earth.
The king.
So that's what it is.
Unfortunately, the only person who can come close to calling himself a king is also an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for having me on QFT. I'll come on QFT. Another time when you haven't got these trolls.
The king of trolls is going about to leave everybody.
He's the king shitster.
Globe has got destroyed. Whatcast is doing
We got destroyed.
Extremely common Globel. Yep, we're just losing.
Hey Riz. Yes.
Hello Sal, my good friend who taught me about my PhDs.
Flat Earth wins again.
Yeah. And Riz, you couldn't destroy a toilet on spicy food, buddy. So bye.
That wasn't funny. The bathroom is funny.
The only thing that's funny is you. So bye. Go away.
That joke was like saying, what did this fish say when it ran into a wall? Damn. That's how funny that joke is.
No. Take care, every word that comes out of your mouth is funny. So.
It's gone.
Oh my God.
Nothing but hot air coming out of that.
If you want a flat earth education, he may still be in here. Drano Pitt. Drano could explain to you why on a flat earth the sun illuminates the bottom of clouds. He's that good.
Oh, wow. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I've never heard any of them do that.
I want a flat earther to tell me what the top of the moon is. Because the top of the moon is relative to where you're standing.
I'm still waiting for
if you're in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the two points of rotation in the sky that they all never ever tell me. They talk around it a lot.
They just think. Yeah, you get like there's some people's like every individual has an individual dome above their head.
I've heard that one. That's Whitsitt. That's Whitsitt.
Atrocious.
Yeah, dipshit Whitsitt.
Whitsitt in his azimuthal grid of vision.
That's it. Witless wits it. Yeah.
I love when they explain the rotating skies on the flat earth model and still use the words hemisphere.
Oh, not if you're Kylie, but
they say it all the time.
Yeah. Even when they call it hemisplane or hemisflat, like the S that they're still putting in there is not from hemi. It's from sphere.
I know.
I say your flat Earth map has an equator, right? Yep.
Mm.
Why?
It is true.
What the hell is that circle doing there?
I did try to ask Riz all of this, some of these questions last time he came on here, but he didn't. He was very just aggressive and then left. So I was hoping he'd let him.
I'm surprised he came on so quickly and left so quickly. Usually he's like on a live for like hours. He must have actually had something to do today. Good for him.
He's got to drive one of his limousines around, I guess. Something like that.
Take his super yacht.
Yeah. He was talking about super yacht. 5 minutes later, he had no money.
I can't make out whether he is actually just a troll. When I first spoke to him, I really thought that he just was a troll. But I'm not convinced now. I think he maybe does believe
I've been wanting to get on this so much to call him out on his BS, and I finally got a chance because I can't stand people that are liars, habitual liars, and just want attention because that's all he does. He went back to Globe and then he goes back to Flat Earth. he wants the attention, and it just drives me nuts because all what he says, he's just a lying, pathetic individual, and I can't stand him.
But do you think he believes it? It's like, I'm just not sure he does.
He's either really, he's a narcissistic individual, or he really likes to stir the pot. And that's what I can't get. But it's like he gets on there because he's starving for the attention, because he goes on other lives that has nothing to do with flat earth.
Yeah.
So it's like gas pressure is the same way. They cannot not have any type of interactions because they need the attention because they're extremely lonely at the house.
When he is in flat earth, he is a big fish in a small pond. When he became a glober, he was just another fish in an ocean.
Hello, ladies.
Well, there you go, then. What did you think about that, then? Riz getting into it there. He leaves and everyone's got the ump with him. I'll reiterate what I said at the beginning of the show. I am 100% certain the earth is not flat. But I don't agree with a lot of what I see, the way people chase flat earthers down all the time to try and antagonize them. Some people do it like 24 hours a day on things like TikTok. There's the same names all the time. They've got lives going and they're just antagonized. A lot of people don't really know what they're talking about. Like, what the point Riz made there is correct. I'm not talking about the guys he was talking about there, because I don't know what they know. But a lot of what people that go around trying to wind up flat earthers, they've not done any research and they really don't know what they're talking about. It's like the low hanging fruit, I would call it. Like flat earth, the reason I take against it, like I always say, is because I believe if there is such a thing as a psyop, then flat earth is that psyop. Because there is a lot of fuckery. I say this over and over again. There's a lot of fuckery going on in the world, and I don't know what's real and what isn't, and what to believe and what not to believe. However, the fact that flat earth is allowed to go wherever you put it, it's never taken down ever. And it's allowed, you never get strikes for it. You can say what you want about it, and it's still misinformation, which is what people claim that they're trying to shut down on all the time. So I just think that when someone believes the earth is flat and they just cherry pick all of the evidence, like you could, it's too much to get into. I've seen it so much, like all of the debunks that flat earthers do, when you actually drill down on them, it's such cherry picking nonsense that it makes me cringe that people believe it and don't check what they're being told. It really, really winds me up. But I think potentially, I don't know if this is true, it could very well be done for a reason, because anybody that believes anything then is lumped in with flat earthers. And that is why it winds me up so much. It doesn't even wind me up. It's funny, but it's frustrating that when I talk against flat earth, they automatically assume that I'm so far on the left, that I'm jabbed to fuck and all this other stuff. They just assume that because that is generally the person that they're dealing with. That's not me in any way, right? And the people that against flat earthers think that everyone that believes other things that I believe is also a flat earther and therefore instantly uncredible. And I know why they think that, because when I find out someone is a flat earther, I do struggle to listen to anything else they think. And not only that, if anything else they think lines up with anything I think, I reevaluate what I think and go search some more, go research some more into that thing, because I think this person is super, super, super gullible. I need to make sure I'm not as gullible as this person, because flat earth, in my opinion, is drivel. Easily proven drivel. And I know people get offended by that, but they don't. The people that get offended by that don't care about potentially offending me for not believing it with all of their nonsense that they post. So whatever, be offended.
You unbelievable clown.
I hope you enjoyed that anyway. That's not the usual show. I know some people don't like the flat earth content. Some people do. Some people listen only for that. Some people skip all of those shows. But I thought I had a bit of time left this month on my plan. I might as well put a show out and spend, and you know, rather than just not spending the time that I pay for to put stuff out. So there it is. So hopefully business will be resumed next week again. Myself and Lee will be on. I don't know what show we would do, but we'll definitely try and get a decent topic for you. Thanks for listening this week. I have been Matt. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Please feedback under the Spotify if you enjoyed it. If you didn't enjoy it and you're just going to go, yeah, you're going to give me all the whiny shit that you do when like the other day, someone just went, how's the knob? That is literally all I hear. I will literally see your comment for about a second and then remove it. And so you'll be wasting your time, basically. But everyone that wants to give constructive feedback on the show, feel free, and please subscribe to the Daily What, and go check out our Patreon if you haven't already. We've got loads of good shows over there, loads of stuff. Thanks, adios, and I'll see you next time. Hang on, I've just got to play this one more.
Do you want some? I'll give it you.
That one, and then I'll see you later.
You have been listening to Whatcast. Follow and contact us on the Twitter, the Book of Face, and the Gram of Insta at Whatcast with a K.